Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved towards Medina Munawwara, and the entire environment and everything about it changed. Not only was the name changed, in fact, Medina Munawwara has got different names. Medina is called Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it is called Medina Munawwara. Munawwara means illuminated. Why? There's one hadith mentioned by one of the Sahaba, I think, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, after we buried Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, the minute we buried him, within a few days from that time, we felt that there was a less light in the city. Medina is very illuminated. You go there, you feel the illumination and the brightness of the city. But the Sahaba who were around the lamp at that time, when they were in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom they had now buried, my respected friends and brothers, then obviously they felt there was a certain amount of, we will not say darkness, but we'll say less light. So the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illuminated the city. And therefore it was called Madinatul Munawwara. And besides that, there are other names also that it has been given to this beautiful city. Darul Hijrah, the place of immigration, which Allah Ta'ala had chosen for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina Tayyiba, the pure city. And in one of the previous scriptures, Medina is called Taba, same like Tayyiba, also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named as such. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this particular city for the final hijrah and resting place of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides, you know, according to the author of one kitab which is called Wafa'ul Wafa on Medina Munawwara, he has written extensively, he has recorded 96 names of Medina Munawwara, 96. And each name on its own, it carries a great amount of virtue. And it tells you a lot about that city. And that is, therefore we are saying that what is it about Medina Munawwara that makes our visit there an ibadat, and a most unique ibadat, an ibadat that will be the cause of so much of goodness for those people that are visiting there. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, not only did the air become purified, not only did the name of that particular place change, but the barakat, the blessings that came into that city thereafter are innumerable. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own dua is recorded. You see, Allahumma barik lana fi muddina wa sa'ina. Oh Allah, bless us in our mood and in our sa'. Those are weights and measures. Weights, different kinds of weights that give us barakah in our weight. So if we are weighing something, for example, 1 kilo, put barakah in it, it will be equal to 10 kilos, for example. And the same with the saw. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, oh Allah, bless our Medina. Allahumma barik lana fi madinatina. And really, my respected friends and brothers, repeatedly when we are there, anything you purchase to buy, to eat, or whatever it might be, it's just got too much of barakah in it. That is the result of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as. And Medina Munawwara, after the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became so virtuous that the value of one salah had been multiplied to 50,000. Subhanallah. So these are the things we ask ourselves. That one hadith mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever comes to Medina and bears the difficulties of the city with patience, then he'll qualify for my intercession. A city. So it's a city like no other city. People, alhamdulillah, visit different cities and they speak about it with pride, you know. I visited London or New York or KL or wherever it might be. Good. But there hasn't been any virtue mentioned like that of Medina Munawwara, and that the visit is so closely linked to our deen. That is why when we are undertaking this journey and going towards Medina, and Allah take us repeatedly, mashallah, people go for Hajj. When you're doing Hajj classes, very briefly, we just throw a little light on it. And when we go for Umrah also, we are honored to visit Medina Munawwara. So it is not just a visit, it is a visit that is very strongly and deeply linked to our deen and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us that, you know, when you are dealing with the people of Medina, that means those inhabitants, and alhamdulillah till now there are lots of them there, that can trace their lineage right back to the Ansar, right to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say that we are, like we met one taxi driver, I got talking to him, he says my lineage goes to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is buried in Istanbul. And like that, there are lots of Ansar that are living on the outskirts of Medina and so forth, who claim, alhamdulillah, nobody will lie about their lineage, that we are still the family of so-and-so Sahabi, or of the Ansar, or even of the Muhajirin, those people who had emigrated to Medina Munawwara. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you are interacting with the people of Medina, then you interact with them with gentleness. So our deen, my respected friends and brothers, in every way, is actually linked to the visit to Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one place, in one occasion, he mentioned, he says, just as Ibrahim alayhi salam had attributed greatness to Makkah Mukarrama by his presence, likewise, I am attributing greatness to Medina by my presence. So the very presence of this great Nabi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has basically transformed the entire value and the sacredness of this particular city. That's why we say Makkah is the Haram. Haram means the sanctuary. Medina is called the Haramur Rasul, the sanctuary of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like how in Makkah there are certain things we are not supposed to do, for which there is a penalty. We are likewise prohibited from, and we are commanded to abstain from certain actions in Medina, unnecessarily getting into arguments or destroying the vegetation there and so forth. Though there isn't a penalty as it would be in the case of the Haram of Makkah, because there's a difference between the two Harams. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has regarded it as his Haram, as his sacred precinct. So my respected friends and brothers, it is an honor and it is Allah's favor on us that He has given us the opportunity to be in a place like Medina Munawwara, that through our presence there, just in the city, we're still not even talking about the great personality that rests in that city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much of blessings there, my respected friends and brothers. So like you mentioned, that is the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he entered Medina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina in the month of Rabiul Awal on a Friday. On a Friday from Quba, when he entered and he stopped and he performed Jummah Salah just outside Medina. In Quba till now, if you go, you will find that masjid there is called Masjid al-Jummah, and thereafter he entered. And from that day onwards, this entire city became illuminated and it became known as Madinatul Munawwara. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the place of hijrah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He didn't just choose any place. He chose a place which He knew to be the best for the best of His creations. To such an extent that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَتُمْ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. The area between my house and my minbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. We know everybody when they go there, how they, you know, try so hard. It becomes such an effort. You have to wait in the line, you have to wait in the queue. Now we call it the kral system, you know. You come there, a whole group of people are made to wait. And then afterwards they open up and then that group goes and you're kept in another enclosure. And after a while, when the first group clears out, then they let the next group come. And in this way, you have to sometimes wait an hour, sometimes 1.5 hours, sometimes 2 hours or so. It just depends on how big the crowd is. But so what? You're waiting to go into Jannah for 2 hours or 1.5 hour. Not a symbolic Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about Jannah, the real Jannah. Allah ta'ala descended the peace of Jannah in that area because Allah's most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be resting there. That's why the ulama have got into this discussion, which place is much more, which earth is much more virtuous. The earth where the Kaaba is, or the earth where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body is resting and touching the ground. So they all, majority of them say, it is Medina Munawwara. Because Allah Ta'ala will only choose the best for his most outstanding and elevated servant and messenger, that is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected friends and brothers, when we present ourselves in front of the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is the personality whose very august presence has given virtue and blessings to the rest of the city. And when a person is standing there at that time, then he is not talking to someone who is dead. The Anbiya alayhi salam, we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are Sunnis. And our belief is this, that Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are alive in their grave. Death for a Nabi is not the end of life. Death for a Nabi is just a barrier between this life and the next life. They are alive. This is the belief and the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is why Allah Ta'ala has afforded us this opportunity to present ourselves. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has informed us that whoever makes hajj and then comes and visits me after my demise, it is as though he has visited me while I was alive. So even if a person goes before hajj, it doesn't mean now it's not correct. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr, and this ibadat would have been futile if we are just sending our greetings to someone who is not alive in the qabr. So he is receiving our presence and our salam. And this is the unique ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us. And my respected friends and brothers, it is such an opportunity to directly give your salam and say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah. No other people, no other person can say that about his religion. Where we are addressing our beloved Nabi directly, Allah Ta'ala take us repeatedly, give us the honor, and let us understand the enormity and the greatness and the meritorious station of the place where we are when we are addressing our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it links us up to him in such a way, because our right, it's a right upon us that we express love to him. And it is his miracle, my brothers, that when we enter, really, there are certain hours, those who have been there, that when you enter from the one side, there are a few changes now, when you enter, there are people not by the hundreds, not by the thousands, but by the 10,000s that are flowing past and coming to his qabr and saying, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, in different ways. All are excited, some are emotional, some are so flabbergasted, some are looking so lost, all different people, but they all are there for one personality. And that is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is his miracle. This is miracle that from all over the world, like this time when we were there, my own experience was that I have never seen such a big crowd during Umrah in Medina and in Makkah, both places. And I mentioned it to a few people. So they say, well, Saudi is now giving out lots of visas, left, right and center. And it is international holidays for the whole world. So we saw people from all parts of the world, not the normal ones. We saw people wearing their jackets written in Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan, people from Bosnia and people from other countries which you don't normally see, people from Canada and America and wherever else it might be. Subhanallah. People from different parts of the world with different backgrounds all presenting themselves in front of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by standing there, we are affirming our belief in him, we are affirming our love for him, and we are affirming our belief that whatever he has brought to us in terms of the deen, may Allah Ta'ala grant him a great reward. We say, Jazakallahu anna wa an ummatika ahsanul jaza. Allah grant you the greatest of reward for having brought this deen to us, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are actually acknowledging everything that he has given to us, his beautiful way. In fact, if we have love for the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that will be the cause of Allah Ta'ala loving us. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will forgive you. So our presence there is affirming all these things, that we believe in him, in his way of life, we love him. And all of that, my brothers, just further, solidifies and consolidates our link to him and our link to deen and the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be nothing more precious than this, that a person stands there. And really the thought goes through the mind of a person at that time, that am I even fit to be standing here in front of this great personality? What a sinful, what an evil, what a dark person I am in terms of my actions. And Allah has afforded me What face am I standing with here in front of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So just that thought also occurs in the mind of a person, that am I doing justice in the way I'm addressing my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But be it as it may, if we are there, we are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one more greater, no one more precious, no one more virtuous in the sight of Allah. We conclude. You know, if you speak about the virtues of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just on his virtues, we'll need a few lifetimes to continue speaking about him. That is the miraculous nature of this Nabi. A lot of people joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah. And after the Battle of Hunain, a lot of spoils of war were collected. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu